WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Election day finally here. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on Donald Trump's closing night.
Donald Trump in Grand Rapids after barnstorming three swing states in just one day. Trump repeatedly turning to personal insults and dark rhetoric in his closing message, even referring to Nancy Pelosi, the first female House Speaker in U.S. history, with an expletive.
It starts with a B, but I won't say it. I want to say it.
The former president casting doubt on the outcome before votes are even counted by once again spreading false claims about election integrity.
And ABC's Mary Bruce with more on Kamala Harris.
Harris spending the last day of this race barnstorming Pennsylvania. She's visited the must-win state 18 times since launching her campaign, more than any other battleground. Her team telling us they've knocked on 5 million doors in this state. The vice president joining them, trying to get out every last vote.
This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The polls are officially open. Today is Election Day. Not only will voters in Wisconsin be asked to decide local, state, and federal elections, but all eyes of the nation will be on Wisconsin as the presidential election between former President and Republican Donald J. Trump and Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris takes place. Wisconsin is considered to be one of the most purple states in the nation, and it's been a battleground swing state for both campaigns. When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
So if somebody does come in with some type of political hat or shirt or other display of a position on the ballot, they're going to be asked to not come in with that on to potentially change it.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls. Comedian Rosie O'Donnell's daughter faces drug charges in two separate cases in Marinette and in Oconto County. 27-year-old Chelsea O'Donnell will make her initial court appearance Thursday in Oconto County on felony drug possession and bail jumping charges. Her preliminary hearing and arraignment in Marinette County is scheduled for November 26. In that case, she faces charges of drug possession, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and felony child neglect. Chelsea O'Donnell lives in the Marinette County town of Amberg. Just hours after the Brown County Sheriff's Office made a public plea for help in finding her, a missing teen from Alloway was located. 14-year-old Cecilia Kreischer has been found. No other details were released. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost in the final minute to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 116-114. Giannis out with a groin injury. The Bucks have now lost six games in a row. After the loss, Doc Rivers asked, "How do you keep the players positive when you're 1-6?
I think the team's very positive. I think they're upbeat. No one wants to lose. We got some tough games coming up. We win three or four in a row, and then if you're 5-6, you have an 80% chance to make the playoffs.
Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers won their home opener over Holy Cross, 85-61. They'll host Montana State Thursday. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur on what he and his coaching staff will be doing during the team's bye week.
A lot of times it gets a little overblown. I mean, we're always on top of the self-scout and what we got to do and what people are seeing. We'll get a good jump start just with today, the ability to watch tape really from anywhere. So I'm going to let the staff get out of here and just do everything on their own.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy, drizzly, becoming breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll get into the low 60s this afternoon. The wind picking up and switching to the south, 15 to 25. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is election day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course, worldwide in the Civic Media app. Special thanks to Tim Cody coming in. Fox Valley Veterans Council, they do so many great things for veterans in that area. Joining us right now, the coolest Italian other than me in the Green Bay media.
And Nina.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about her. Maria Parmigiani, Action 2 News. And Jim and I were just talking about how you don't might not realize it, but you folks in TV on election day like this, they're glued to you because that's all their world of how they're doing.
Yeah, and it's going to be over today, which is really interesting. There's going to be winners and there's going to be people who are going to get fewer votes. And tough to go. I don't know where you get assigned or where how you do the assigning, but it's a big day to watch. It's like a bad weather day, right? Everybody watches the news today.
It's like our Super Bowl is how someone put it online.
It's true.
Right.
Yeah, because we're going, you know, it's an all day, all night thing. I mean, sometimes it bleeds over into the morning.
Absolutely. It probably will again.
And it can. I don't think it's going
I want to ask you your political.
No.
Will it end tonight? Yes or no? We have a winner tonight.
Yeah.
I think so?
I've sent some texts 2 months ago. I like texts because it documents things. But I said what was going to happen 2 months ago, and I said to him, "Look, you be in bed by 11:30."
Wow.
Okay, mark that down.
Called, yes, write it down.
I'm just telling you guys. Called. I'm telling you, over, conceded, and called
by 11:30 tonight. Wow. Well, did I read something like a third of the potential voters have already voted?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't read that. You heard that from me.
This morning.
It was this morning.
I got a text. I heard the voters have already voted. I'm going to bed.
That's interesting in and of itself. Do you guys, you don't have to tell me, but tell me anyway. Do you guys like put a pool together? Like throw and see who's going to win?
No.
You guys don't
do that? No, absolutely not.
Is it possible to talk about any subject that he doesn't bring
in? You have a little side hustle going on? No, you guys don't do that?
Do
like
I
a dollar.
Have any side hustles?
Like a dollar.
No, my car would be nicer. There wouldn't be a smash in back.
I'm talking about, okay, all right.
I don't have a side hustle. Thank you for asking. No.
You should.
We definitely don't bring.
You're a side hustle.
You got a side hustle, Missy? You want one?
Sir. Wow. Hello.
Wow.
Sir, you're married. Anyway, so
would you like me to dance for you or something here in my side hustle?
So the thing is, in the newsroom. So granted, we probably all have opinions, right? But
sure.
In that newsroom, we need to stay politically neutral, and
Absolutely. So
we can't be bringing that in there. I know it's funny to like think about and like see on shows and stuff, but for real, for us local folks, like we try and keep it right down that middle. And if we're covering a Republican side, we are definitely bringing in a Democratic side then too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I was surprised. I will say this. Talk about something national. Where Trump, and again, we're trying not whatever, but he wants to sue, I believe, is it CBS. Saturday Night Live.
NBC.
NBC for that thing. I didn't know. Okay, when I was in college, I don't know about you, Maria, but in the journalism schools and all those kind of things, it was pounded into our head. This is how I remember this from a million years ago. Section 315 of the Fairness Doctrine, where equal time for equal candidates. Mm-hmm. Is that still a thing, Maria? Because I see where Trump said, well, I need equal time because Kamala was on there.
I think NBC gave him a free commercial.
Okay.
I think.
But that used to be such a thing. It was incredible.
I don't believe it is anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, really, Saturday Night Live is going to swing the election.
No, I don't know. But I'm just saying that used to be a thing when I was coming out of college in journalism school. It's like, wow, if you put somebody on.
Johnny Carson went through all that, right? He'd have people on and he'd have to make sure it was equal time and if they say they're going to run. But yeah, that's been around for a long time.
And Maria's like, who's Johnny Carson?
Yeah, I know, right?
No.
I'm way too young for that.
I know.
No. Hey, but I remember, here's Johnny.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Johnny. What is your area of focus? I know what it is, but for our listeners that maybe don't watch TV like me.
I'm the traffic anchor. So yes. I'm on from 5 or, you know, starting when the inclement weather starts, 4:30 a.m. until 7 a.m. And then from 7:05 to 7:30, we do a live stream where we're online. So you can stream that live at WBAY.com/livestream. There's a little plug. And I'm telling you what the roads look like. Closures that are happening, coming up, still happening, updated, open, all that jazz.
Are you keeping us up to date on the construction on
41, yeah.
Okay, I like, you can raise my taxes for better roads. I love good roads.
I love a good road.
And sidewalks.
Yeah, and sidewalks, too.
Jim's big into sidewalks.
The whole infrastructure, and there's actually a lot going on with sidewalks,
Todd, we're in Oshkosh. Yeah. Jim was just expounding.
I just can't believe how wide these sidewalks are.
Look at the sidewalks.
Good sidewalks.
Look how wide they are.
He gets so excited for a good wide sidewalk.
I know, right?
I like sidewalks and I cannot lie.
We got that in common. I mean, okay.
You want to get him some for Christmas?
Yeah, give me a wide sidewalk. Give me a wide sidewalk.
What a slab of sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is exciting. You were nominated for an award covering a traffic thing,
Emmy,
right?
Emmy or something?
No, not me. That was that was my predecessor.
I was saying you. I was saying you as in terms of your station.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's, so they covered. It was last January, I believe.
Yes.
It was just, you know, a crazy weather day with the snow and everything like that. And they were nominated for an Emmy. You know, didn't win, but an Emmy nomination in and of itself is a big deal.
Yeah. We're trying to learn that.
Station did win one for the 4:30.
I saw that.
Yeah. Can I give you a what's not fun?
Yeah. Tell me what's not fun.
All right. When you're nominated. Mm-hmm. Okay, at the Whammies, Wisconsin Media Awards.
No,
I'm sorry, not the Whammies.
WBA Awards.
WBA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you go to Madison, mm-hmm. and they put you up in a really nice hotel, and it's a really nice ballroom, nice meal, good meal. Well, I forget what it was, but
miss your best friend's wedding, which I did.
Right, to go to, because you were told by the people you guys are going to win. You guys are going to win the state award. You're going to win two of them. We're so
goodness.
Confident.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just finish. And
I
so,
feel like I know where this is going.
So we don't
went.
Win. We come in second. We come in second. Okay. Oh. We come in second.
Okay.
So we do the walk of shame.
Yeah.
Walk, you know, okay. With him.
You're the first loser. But.
We're the first loser. And as we walk out, the guy behind the glass right there, he's getting his picture taken because he won the state award.
So you had to watch it.
Walk past that man.
Here's a single tear stream down your face.
Maria, here's the funny thing. They didn't even stick around for my category. They left early because they were a little tired.
Yeah.
Because they're so old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got to get to bed, Grandpa.
So you know, what we did? We went out of the town. We got kicked out of a bar at 3 in the morning.
Okay. You keep telling yourself that.
We're talking to college chicks all night long after that.
Yeah,
remember that?
Do you know who I am? Yeah, one of those things.
Yeah, I came in second place tonight. Yeah. And then here's the worst part. Okay.
Stolen election.
Where I live right here during the weekend. Okay.
Yeah.
The general manager, vice president of a different station, one of your competitors, Channel 5, I'll just say it. He was the guy.
I wish you wouldn't.
I know. But he was the guy who everybody got their picture taken with for their thing.
Handing out the awards.
So he lives.
John?
20 feet from me. Judd.
Oh, okay.
Judd lives 20 feet from me. And we, hey, Judd, can we get a picture with you? He said, "No, this is only for the winners."
Yeah, I know. We just, wanted a little picture just to
really
send home,
yeah.
Right? Send to the kids. No, yeah. He said, "No, I know that hurt. That
yeah.
hurt."
Yeah.
So we were.
Yeah.
Anyway, but
yeah,
to be nominated.
So that's why you're
those
here.
Those
somebody from Channel
those
Burke or somebody isn't here because of that. So that's why we've got you here.
Hey, just
because I'm not a winner.
No. Wow.
I think you should put in a plug for...
A bunch
for,
of not winners in the room.
We are. But I think you should... Well, Todd is. You should put in a plug.
Todd's a winner. He's in a different
one pane
room.
Of glass. Right. The difference between Todd and us. But he's. Is it here? Where's this
You guys
award?
Didn't even stick around for his winning award? Because
no.
You guys
we blew
lost.
Him off.
We're
right
mad.
He's the one that kept telling us we
sore
were going to win.
Losers.
As soon as we got
so
second,
confident in you.
Stood up and said we're tired.
He
so
believed in you. No. Sorry, Todd believed in you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Your historical guy that Jerry Burke cleaned up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Do you remember him? You must remember him, Johnny.
Jerry Burke, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness gracious.
He was the Valley, you know?
His son is our executive producer in the morning.
No kidding.
Yeah, Chris.
Hey, tell people about, people don't understand about, because I've been in radio for a lot of years, and I never did morning TV, but, you know, people, how do you get up so early, yada, yada. You TV people, tell people your schedule, where you live, and what your life is like. Because they see you on TV.
I just saw my social security number.
Right, that's what I was going
to
say.
Maria Parmigiani, I want to be just like her when I get out of college.
Right.
Give the reality of it.
I'm up at like 1 in the morning. Sometimes my body just gets up at 12:30 for reasons, probably because it hates me. And then, you know, you got to get up and get to work. And I commute over an hour to work because I still need to sell my house and move closer. And so, yeah, I mean, you got to be there between, I mean, my coworkers get in some of them at 2:30. Some of them come in the night before. Like the producers have to come in at like 10 p.m. and midnight.
And work all night.
And work overnight.
I've never had that shift. Did you, Todd?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Jim?
No, Well, I don't know. I slept in my office a couple times because of just work. But
yeah,
what I felt bad for you guys, you're young. You're,
I don't have a wife at home.
But
and you got to look good.
But
I mean, in radio, we could come in looking,
right, looking
just
like this.
Garbage, like looking this. Like this. Yeah.
I do want to say, Maria, though, when I was in office and we worked so hard to have events going on at night, City Deck and all these things. And you guys could never go to that because you were always in bed, you know. And you know, the morning crew.
The morning
just,
crew, they, you're I, we in bed never, and the nighttime crew is working.
Right.
Because I work the night shift this weekend, so I'm filling in for Jason Zimmerman because he's doing all this political coverage.
Yeah,
so he's just busting his tush all week long. So I'm doing the nighttime show, and I don't even go in until 2 p.m. And if those college games go long, I mean, you don't get out midnight, 1 a.m. I mean, you got to finish your job, and people I think don't realize that. So you're going out at like you're getting done with work, bar close.
I remember a Christmas Eve. And a game went long or something. And this was when the Packers were in the chance to go to the playoffs, whatever. And they made the main anchors. So I was a sports guy. And we went on at, I want to say, 12:20 on Christmas Eve night. And we had it. It's what you do.
Yeah.
But now I mentioned this to you when you came in here. Obviously, you're the traffic reporter. But you've been anchoring, and you're doing you're doing a really nice job anchoring.
Thank you. I feel a little bit like Ron Burgundy, though. You know, like sometimes when you get so focused, you're just reading everything in the prompter, even if it's misspelled.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
What do I say to San Diego?
Exactly. Are you having fun?
I'm having lots of fun. But yeah, no, I'm tired. You know, that shift is a lot.
But I love it.
But I mean, you do it because you love it, right?
Right.
That's quite a change from traffic to anchoring. Do you belong in the anchor seat? Do you belong out in the field? Where do you like?
I like telling people stories. I love anchoring. I mean, I came from lifestyle, so I've been reading a teleprompter. It's what I'm more comfortable with. Having to read it without the inflection of like happy and joy took a little bit. And I think I'm still getting used to that. And people may notice the inflection is not perfection. Oh, are we getting the rap music?
Yeah. You like that?
Well,
picking it up right away, aren't you? You're radio savvy already. We got to set a quick break. Maria Parmigiani, Action 2 News in the house on Election Day 2024. Back after this. Mama, let me be.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Clean, safe water is critical for our families, farms, and future. Jane Benson chooses our health over big business profits. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6. On the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
American woman.
Hey, welcome back.
Good discussion during our break.
I don't put it. Wow, this is interesting.
He keeps turning it political.
I know, so we'll go back to traffic. Back to traffic.
Maria Parmigiani, Action 2 News, joining us.
But you guys are all on, all hands on deck today at Channel 2.
All hands on deck.
And you've got so many races to cover. Do you get to the assembly races, or does it just stop at the state senate? I'm just curious as how many people are working that, because, you know, you've got so many races going on. You know, you guys, a million people in your viewing area.
Listen, our amazing, talented news director is in charge of telling everybody where to go and getting that all situated. And it is not an easy task.
No.
But she has been working so hard.
Who's
that? With a smile on her face. Her name is Julie.
Julie.
Yeah.
Hats off to you, Julie.
I know, right?
What about Stacy? How's Stacy doing?
Oh, actually, both of them have been working so hard. They're amazing. They're an amazing group, and they're really, like, directing everybody on where to go. And
I worked with Stacy for a lot of years. Stacy Ingebrigtsen. Remember, she was an anchor at 26 for years.
Yep.
And then you have to not only...
She's so nice. You know, like, there are some people who are just as nice in person as they are on camera. She's one of them.
Did
so,
she ever tell you about the birdhouse I made for her out of Barnwood?
No.
Oh, you got to ask her.
Top
is she listening? You think she's listening right now?
That's
Stacy Ingebrigtsen, are you listening right
first
now?
First thing she talks about.
Send us a picture of the birdhouse I made for her out of Barnwood.
Okay.
I do that for my special people. Can you text her?
No,
ask
I'm
her
not
send a picture.
No, no.
Call her. Call
she's
her
with
quick.
Her children. No.
Right.
Wow, okay.
Or she's probably at work already.
All right, whatever.
Things already.
It was awesome, Jim. I'm serious.
Kindling.
She's got it at her cap. I heard that. Okay.
I'll do a follow-up with you.
Wow.
Don't let him.
Right.
Don't let his sour mood.
No.
Why do you hear that every day?
I'm not.
You know
just,
when
I'm
you talk
sour,
about people that are so nice on the air and they're just as nice off the air?
That would be me.
Opposite here.
That would be
he's nice on the air.
Bad apple.
Nasty on the air. I deal with it every day.
He's nice off the air?
Yeah.
Well, very, very, very.
Hard
very
to believe, isn't it?
Yes. Anyway, what is the big news going on in the world of traffic? Construction 41.
Oh.
Is everyone, like, totally interested in that? Because I think...
I mean, I think they're...
Can't help but miss it.
You can't miss it, right? If you're driving here... Like, if you're driving into Green Bay, you're going to take 41 or you're going to take 43, right? So it's a big project, and we work really close with the DOT. And they're amazing about sending us out stuff on Fridays or anytime there's an update and, like, completed construction. They give us all of that information to be able to give to all the viewers.
Kudos to them for being so...
Oh, yeah.
Up upfront and so good about sharing information, you know?
Yes.
There's some agencies that it's hard.
Oh, no. So they have Mark Cantola is my guy there. He is amazing, communicative, and so responsive. He's
awesome.
Nicest.
He's, you know why?
He used to be a journalist.
And he's a youper.
He's a youper?
He's a youper. That's why he's so nice.
He's a nice guy.
Cantola, it's a youper name. I mean, it's a Finnish youper name. It's phenomenal.
And people,
he's amazing.
You know what, though? You know what here's something I could never figure out. Like, if you're going to Chicago, okay, and you're listening to Chicago station, I'll be, okay, and there'll be traffic reporter, but normally it used to be helicopters.
Yeah.
Traffic reporters, like, 15 minutes to the loop, 15 or 20 minutes to O'Hare. How do they know that? How do they know?
So we have programs, and then when we click on, you know, certain things in that area on that highway, it'll tell us what the speed is averaging. And how they take that is beyond me. That's above my pay grade.
I never knew that.
Uh-huh.
Do they use like Google Maps, like the guy, you know, when you're driving in your car and stuff like that? They have your phone and...
You know what? I just said it's above my pay grade.
Come on.
Why are Maria, you re-asking
would you
me?
Like to
Do
be,
you not believe
would me? Would you like to be a helicopter reporter back in those days when they'd fly over and look at the traffic? Would you ever want to be that?
Oh, my stomach is a little too queasy for that. I probably would be puking on the people.
Well, that's nice. It's a nice image to have here. Maria.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I will say, though, those are pretty accurate reports.
Yeah.
In terms of 45 minutes to O'Hare or 25 minutes to O'Hare. And it's like, they're right.
Never figure out how they did that.
Right, I agree. But they're accurate.
I wonder if they track one car going a certain area. But yeah, you're probably right. It probably is like, you know, from your phone at this point.
Yeah, I'm true. But I think, you know, traffic reporters, I mean, it's become a big thing. I mean, it used to be only like the Chicagos, the Detroits, the everything. Now it's around here. Traffic has become a big deal, hasn't it? In fact, last week we were talking about this. Last week I was going to a football game in Kimberly, and it took me, because of construction, it took me through downtown Little Chute. Okay? So I had to go back. And I was so nervous last Friday night. I was running in late, and I had to go to Kimberly again. And Kamala Harris was in Little Chute.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, holy crap.
You know what? If you had listened to me in the morning, I warned people to stay away, that there was a dignitary around the Little Chute High School, and they warned everybody, do not go there. But you don't listen. You don't listen to me. You don't learn the hard way.
No, I wanted to. And
stop
Jim
yelling,
was like,
bring down the voice.
Okay. I'm like your dad back at home, the Italian dad. But I Jim said, don't listen to that. Don't listen to it.
They warned everybody.
I didn't know that.
They close off a little bit more than they need to.
Exactly. Well, they told us it's going to be several blocks.
It is. It's like,
and for
come on.
4 hours.
Yeah.
Well, for safety, I mean, look at
it. It's a pretty, I don't know. I think they kind of overdo it a little bit, but that's their call.
You should write a strongly strongly worded letter to
us. Listen to me one thing. Do me a favor. Here's a topic I don't want you to bring up.
Okay.
Okay. Todd, what's the topic we don't want any TV person to bring up when he's here?
Reimbursement to municipalities for traffic?
Nope.
Weather?
Yes.
Yeah.
Meteorologists. Yeah, he is not a fan of meteorologists.
I haven't complained since I got scolded. I haven't really said much about it. So.
That is true. That is true. He's been better.
I've been better. I used to. Here's the problem. With my previous job, we would rely very heavily on the meteorologist, and we would get to the point where we're like canceling things and it didn't happen. And that's tough because, you know, events take a lot of people and time. And it was like, and some of it, even with the snow, one time we closed schools and nothing happened. And then, you know, people called and they call and complain to the mayor as opposed to, you know, the bus people or whoever made that call, never the weather person. So, yeah, I got just a little bit, what would be the word?
Miffed.
No, not miffed.
Thieved.
Tarnished. It just so
it's soured.
But I do
texters.
But I do like.
We will give a prize.
Let me finish.
What is the best word to describe Jim's attitude towards meteorologists?
However,
price package.
Okay,
we got a text in.
I'll do it.
Were there any updates last week as to how long it usually takes to get to Oshkosh? That's from Nancy.
Oh, that's
God.
Funny.
Did you hear about that,
Nancy? I just want to say. I just want to be clear on something. I think the meteorologist in Northeast Wisconsin are some of the nicest people. Like, I love them all.
And I think they're very good at what they do, considering
I think we should kind of blame Maria for us missing Oshkosh.
There you go.
Because we were listening to her, remember?
We were.
Yeah.
That is true.
We missed Oshkosh. We had to go to our show in Oshkosh.
It was not accurate.
And we We turned around south of Fond du Lac. We realized we missed
Oshkosh by like 28 miles.
And if you had given us better reports on how dark it was,
we could have taken the 21 exit.
And how rainy it was, and how nothing's lit up.
Oh, I am in charge of the rain now?
Yeah.
And the lights?
Well, it's
sounds
traffic.
You said it, I did. It's traffic with Maria.
Sounds like
this.
Something mayoral.
Yeah.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
If you didn't register to vote before today's election, you can still cast your ballot. You can register at the polls. You'll need your driver's license or state-issued ID or passport and proof of address such as a bill or bank statement. The polls will be open until 8 o'clock this evening. When voting, not all IDs are created equally. Brittany Merlot reports.
And Wisconsin's voter ID can be a nightmare for college students. Students can use their student ID if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with the Common Cause in Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote.
If we're going to have a voter ID law, and the purpose of the law is to identify a person's name, who they are, match their photo to their name, then I don't see why it has to be a limited number of IDs that are acceptable.
She says another challenge for students is providing proof of residency, as some can change addresses every year they're enrolled. I'm Brittany Merlot.
The city of Manitowoc is getting over $5.5 million from a federal grant to replace lead service lines in the city. This and other water projects throughout the state were funded by the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program to help construct water infrastructure projects, including lead service line replacements and addressing contaminants such as PFAS. If you haven't already, make sure you vote today. Then tune in to Civic Media's Election Night special coverage beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. As the results roll in, our reporters and hosts will bring you the information you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy, drizzly, becoming breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll get into the low 60s this afternoon. The wind picking up and switching to the south 15 to 25. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at wgbw.fm/newsletter. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and Civic Media app. On Election Day 2024, it is finally here. Maria Parmigiani, Action 2 News, is joining us. She has to run real quickly back to Channel 2, WBAY, to do a hit for the 9 o'clock. And, Todd. I'm getting a little bit flashbacks of working with female anchors. Why? And stuff in the during the just a little bit sarcastic and snippy.
But I thought you were talking about the okay.
No, during the break, you know what I mean? Just good. Shots.
That's good.
Did you hear what she said to us?
I heard what she said to me.
Yeah,
and
I know.
You guys.
Yeah, so I told Todd that he looks amazing. He looks like he lost weight.
And
what?
And then what else?
And
did you say?
What else did you say, Maria?
I thought you were gonna lose weight.
Okay, so
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I think you're gonna cry. I'm sorry, it was just a joke.
You know, he comes in here all the time and says how he's lost weight. Now, it's
how much weight have you lost?
No, no,
is it water weight?
It's not
a lot.
We don't have any proof. It's all anecdotal. He never brings in like
you know what
a doctor.
You know what I mean? No, you know what I'm eating to lose weight now?
Bananas.
Avocados.
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 But I thought you said you can't tell when they're ripe.
I don't think that's...
So I'm struggling with it. Because you cut one, I bought one, and I couldn't even scoop it out.
Oh, be careful. Don't cut it like that. You're going to cut it like... You're going to get that, like, avocado hand suture you're going to need.
Well, how else do you cut them?
On like, a counter. Be careful.
Oh, okay. But it's got that big nut in it.
Let's just take your knife.
It was so solid, I couldn't even get into the avocado.
No, well, then that... It's
twist
not ripe.
It's not ripe. And you have an avocado scooper?
Oh, yeah. You know what you might do? I bought an avocado scooper, Maria? At the Dollar Tree the other day, Jim.
Well, I don't think they have that. Maria, you know what I'm talking about. It's a little wider spoon.
Like a banana
scooper
type thing?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have a cherry pitter, but I don't know what an avocado scooper is.
Why would you have
a
cherry
pitter? It's a little
pitter? Wider. Do you make cherry bounce?
No.
Okay. Do you know what cherry bounce is?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's all the old...
Oh, man.
Germans, right? That was a German or Polish thing.
He looks at you anytime anything's German. Anything's slightly,
I know he's always looking over here.
You know,
German.
But is that
I
true
do,
or not?
I do. It is. We did make that. We did all that. We did. I grew up in Germany.
The cherries.
Yes.
Though.
And then
well,
cherry
bounce. They would pick the cherries.
And then they would.
And then soak them in what, brandy?
For a long time.
Like months?
Yeah.
No wonder my kids slept so well back then.
And, oh, boy. And you eat those. That's pretty potent. But it's great. It's great.
I remember when we go out to supper clubs and my mom would let me drink a grasshopper. And I was like, oh, so cool. I get ice cream. I grew up in Berlin, Wisconsin.
Oh, Berlin?
So then I'm like, I wonder why she would always do that. I'm like, oh, we were falling asleep on the ride home.
Right. Oh, yeah.
She finally got some peace and quiet.
And those are things that you would like, right? Peppermint?
I think my mom used to give me some extra spoonfuls of cough syrup back in the day.
Oh, that gosh. That'd make you sleep. So sad.
Why? Would you want me around all the time? Boisterous and obnoxious?
John, take this cough syrup.
Johnny!
Like right now.
Mom, I don't have a cough! Johnny, take some cough syrup.
Yeah, take your medicine.
Exactly. Oh. Dick's 44.
Same here.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was at the restaurant, Delilah's, just down the block here.
Yeah.
And the lady I was with had avocado toast. And that looks so good. Sliced really nice on toast.
So good. And all you need is salt and pepper.
I wanted to do that, except for two issues. One, I didn't know how to cut it, right? And two, I don't have a toaster.
You can broil it in the oven.
How do you do that? I've never turned on an oven. I've never turned on an oven. I've never cooked anything in an oven.
How have you survived this long in your life?
I don't. He eats spam.
You ever have spam?
No.
Okay, you asked if I was going to take over for the cooking show.
Yeah.
A different side. Mm. Todd and I talked about this. Meals with Mino.
What would you...
Spam.
Offer them, yeah.
Spam and cheese.
We'd have spam week, right?
There'd be a spam week. I'm a big fan of spam. And it turns out it's extremely healthy.
That's not true.
It is true.
You could do little contests like name that luncheon meat, right?
I mean, great point.
It's big in Hawaii, isn't it?
Yes. Spam? Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. That's why so many people are healthy in Hawaii. When's the last time you heard somebody dying young in Hawaii?
Never. That guy that played the ukulele?
Don Ho?
No. That other guy. No.
Oh, somewhere over the rainbow
right,
guy.
Right.
Who's that?
That guy digs 400 pounds or something, wasn't he?
What?
Well, yeah. At that point, it's probably like a heart thing. Huh?
He didn't eat spam.
No, you just said that.
Do you remember Don Ho?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I love this.
This is a great song. This
you guys,
is a great, great
so
song.
I'm divorced,
I love it.
But this was our wedding dance
you know,
song.
Really?
Is
it okay. I loved it.
This was the funeral.
A ukulele.
You had a Hawaiian theme wedding?
No, I didn't have a Hawaiian theme wedding. We just had this as our first dance.
This, you know what? This,
I'm divorced, though.
Okay. Well, you had this for your wedding. We had this for our dog's funeral. We did. Baker, when he died,
Todd,
this is what we played.
Hey, Todd, step in.
We did. I mean, you guys call my kids right now.
Who has a funeral for a dog?
I'm sorry for your love.
Yeah, I know. It was awful. We were crying. This was a good song. Oh, man. I can picture my dog right now. It does.
It makes you want to cry.
It does. So
Did you have him, like, in a casket?
I have to get going.
Yeah, so do I. But I got to work till 9.
It's been fun, but I got TV stuff to do here.
You know, we sure enjoy what you do for this community, though. Traffic is something that wasn't here, and now it is. And now it's really important with all the construction, with all the congestion that we have. And, of course, an accident can throw us all off the loop. So many people commute from Appleton to Green Bay and vice versa, too. So, yeah. That's great.
I mean, everywhere in Northeast Wisconsin, commute. You know, you go up to Door County on the weekends, or you know, you're coming in from Shawano. You know, I just had someone email me today. They were like, "Hey, you don't put in 29 that often, and I want to know my commute." I'm like, "Oh, girl, I got you."
Yeah.
So you can always email me and be like, "Hey, what is it?" But I'll make sure to put it in.
I'm glad 29 is done. That was what a joke that was.
And 91 too.
Oh,
so going to Berlin. Speaking of growing up in Berlin, 91 had a bunch of construction on it.
Sure.
They you know completed a lot of stuff. So
I did a story on a guy from Berlin that played for the Packers, and I can't think of his name. Played for the Packers in the 60s. He's from Berlin. Then became a teacher at Berlin High School. I can't think of his name. It's probably one of your teachers.
DeGroat?
No. Give me another name. Give me another name.
I don't know.
Give me another name. Butler. Butler. Bill Butler.
I don't know.
From Berlin. No.
I just remember Mr. DeGroat. Looked like he played football, and he would wear really tight pants and always sit on like our desks.
Can't get away with that.
So weird.
I think look at the time, when Maria. Don't you need to go?
Oh yeah, I probably shouldn't have said someone's name on air.
Wow,
Maria Parmigiani, Action 2 News. You're doing a phenomenal job there. You're killing
it.
You and I go back way, 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 way back when you used to fill it on my radio show.
A couple of those ways away.
Right. And you were great on CW14 back in the day.
I appreciate you.
And keep rocking it.
Hey, keep rocking. You keep rolling.
All right.
What was that? You said something really cool. Hey, girl, I got you. Was that good?
Hey, girl, I got you.
That's I like it.
The 29. Yeah.
Maria Parmigiani, she's going to be on Channel 2 in about 6 minutes if she gets out of here. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, girl.
Love you. Bye.
Come back anytime. See ya. Did you give you a t-shirt? Did you get a t-shirt? You got to get some swag.
I have swag. You gave me swag last time.
You never wear it on camera.
camera.
That was the idea.
Yeah. So I just got in trouble for not dressing professionally.
Yeah. Thank you, Maria Parmigiani.
Are we still on?
Well, video.
I don't know.
See,
I hope not.
Yeah. Want to wave to anybody? There you go. We do that every day at the end of our show. We kiss.
Wave. Yeah.
A little kiss thing and wave. Yeah.
Tug her ear.
Exactly. Hey, say something. Hey, Maria. Say something that means you're saying hello to us today when you're on the air at 9 o'clock. Give us a word. Give us a keyword.
I'll say, for more information, head to WBAY.com.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, thanks, Maria.
That'd be
cold.
Wow. We're going to know what's
that. Just directed, get blown off.
That is directed right toward
us. Oh, my goodness.
How cool is that going to be?
I'm going to say this.
All right.
She noticed I lost weight. And yeah, she's the first person who said that.
I said that.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. No.
I meant to.
Yeah.
Last week.
John did?
Thank you, Amanda.
No, I had to tell him what I lost. And then he goes, oh, yeah, you look like it.
How did she? We've both lost weight, haven't we? And she,
I did.
And you're wearing black, so it's automatically slimming, right?
That wasn't. Okay, well.
This is the only time, we've dressed alike that Jim didn't go and change.
I know.
Have you noticed that?
Because it's not salmon and
salmon rollers.
Yeah. Well, this is like a different shirt. Yeah. I could lose.
What does your shirt say? I mean, that's Green Bay, right? That was your mayor jacket, right?
No, it's MCW.
What is that?
That's
MCW.
Medical College.
It's what?
Medical College of Wisconsin.
Oh, where your daughter went to?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What? It's a great school.
I'm not saying that.
They graduate like 100%
of their
students.
I'm not saying that, Jim. In fact, what I'm saying is, yes, I agree with that. But I remember one time a guy gave me a, he's a Marine. He gave me a Marine shirt.
Oh.
And I was wearing it. A guy, hey, you're in the Marines. Okay, right. Thank you. I wasn't. He goes, not sure you should be wearing the shirt.
No, that.
I'm like, what? No, my buddy is in the Marines. He goes, but not sure you should be wearing a Marine shirt. Yeah. That's kind of earned. And Marines don't like it if somebody else is wearing their thing. And so from then on, I never wore like whatever.
I
so you not being a doctor wearing.
This doesn't say a doctor. This says I support the college. And I do. I support that college.
I support the Marines.
But I get a kick out of those scrawny guys that wear in the back of their shirt says security. sure you were. That's like me wearing one of those.
But do you know what I'm saying?
I totally get it. But this isn't the same. This does not say doctor. It didn't say I went to medical school. It says I support the. It's like wearing something from Marquette or Notre. Well, of course, Notre Dame. I would not wear something from Notre Dame.
Wait, okay, let me ask you this.
Because those guys are.
And I'm going to ask you this, and it might be a totally legitimate wear. Yeah, it would be okay. Would you wear a Harvard shirt since you kind of went to Harvard?
I have a number of them. I have a couple.
Hey, Todd, I'm going to be honest with you.
And they say sell. They give you, actually, Johnny, when you go there, they give you like $200 to the bookstore to buy stuff because they want to promote that.
They give us a voucher. Nobody ever heard of Harvard, so you're right. Same with my Mesabi State Junior College.
I do want to say they did that. They said, look, everybody in your envelope is a $200 gift certificate to the gift shop, so you can go buy swag. And people, and some one guy bought like a $400 or $500 jacket. He put $200 toward it, so he had to pay another $300. Mm. And I was like, okay, come on, we're just here for the summer school. I mean, give me a break,
Todd. Deep down, am I a good person or a bad person?
I think that you're both good people.
Okay.
Deep down.
You want to know why? Do I know why I'm asking that?
Yeah, why?
Because I think to myself, what's wrong with me? Why am I bad? Because can I tell you something that gave me pleasure?
Oh, God.
Well, man, no.
The day he knocked his Harvard coffee cup off the table, it broke.
Yeah, that hurt.
Is that bad?
It's gone. So now I'm drinking out of this WGBW cup.
Is that wrong? That I get like a warm feeling right throughout my body?
Great.
I may have giggled a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man.
And we were trying to hide. Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
oh,
are you okay? Are you okay?
Yo, I bet we could glue that.
Yeah.
And Todd and I were looking at each other like, yeah,
I know. John's taking some of the chips cup and putting them in his pocket.
So he couldn't put them back together.
Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. I'm not good. I'm not good. I remember Lynn Dickey one time, and I was doing the Lynn Dickey show, passing the whole thing, and it was one of my first shows with him, and it's like, okay, Lynn, well, first of all, I got this feature package about, yada, yada, yada. Here we go. And we're sitting there, and it won't roll. We're going to have the machines right here. We got to put it. Okay, hey, Lynn, we're going to have it in a second. Lynn, what about that fourth quarter against the Bears? Well, I'll tell you, John, we moved the ball good, and James Lofton caught that pass. And it's ready to go. Okay, Lynn, okay. And now, here we go, that special feature we did on Sony. Yada, yada. Okay, nope, I'm told. And I turn it, and Lynn goes, hey, John, can I just say something? Sure, Lynn, go ahead. You guys here, you're not good. You're not good. I've been on TV. You're not good. Live on the air. That was Lynn.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not good. So anyway,
did you get it worked out?
Yeah, we got it worked out.
Okay. Well,
it's one of those things. I'd worked on this like overnight, staying. You know what I mean? Editing. People have no idea how a 3-minute TV thing back in the day would take like 3 days at times, the editing and the whatever. And so that didn't turn out well. Okay, we're winding her down here.
We are.
On Election Day 2024. Yes. I'm going to ask you a couple of political questions.
Fine.
How big, because you're a historian with politics, where does this election rank when all the politics you've studied in your lifetime?
They always say this is the biggest election of your lifetime. Every one of them. Go back to just, Nixon, Carter, even go back. They're all important, John, but they're not, you can't, no matter who wins, we've been around for, 250 years, nothing you can't ruin it in 4 years, and you're not going to make it all that better in 4 years. It's just another term.
Okay.
It's just not, I just don't believe that this is the most important. They're all important, right? It's our leadership. It's where we're going as a country. It's our vision. It's our relationships with diplomats throughout the world. I love today. Today is right up there with,
Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, man, absolutely. It's just going to be a fun day. We're having a party tonight. And, you know, a bunch of my
what time's your party?
Brothers and sisters. Well, polls
at your
close
house?
At 8. No, you're not. No, I'm having a party. I'm
going to
slip. No party tonight.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
I'll bring a dish. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Jane Benson is running for state assembly to protect reproductive freedom. She trusts women to decide when, if, and how to have children. She knows these are personal decisions, not meant for politicians. If complications come, the further away from help, the greater the risk. Healthcare professionals must be able to do what is best for their patients without fear of prosecution. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Bluebirds fly and the dream that you did to oh why.
Make me a little nervous.
Okay, this is okay, Todd. During the commercial break.
Yeah.
It's like that song. Brings me back to what a day. Just
yeah,
I love the song, but my kids would be crying if they heard it, whatever.
Yep.
You had an actual, like, legitimate funeral for your dog.
Of course.
Okay. Like, in a church or anything? Or just...
No, we didn't do the church, but you can
chapel?
Get them blessed. And,
okay.
You know, they're dogs, John. They're part of your family, man.
Okay, we kind of had that. I told you that story you when I was that. Kid with Jet. I did!
Oh, Jet.
Jet. My dog, Jet. Remember my...
what was your other dog's name, John?
Trixie, Casey, Ripper. Whatever. But anyway, so Jet, all right. So I told you this story. This was my taxidermy days.
Yeah.
And my neighborhood, the Finolas and the Terzaghis, came running up and say, John, a raccoon just got hit. Let's skin it. Okay.
Wow.
So, okay. So I went and got my knife.
Didn't see that a lot in my neighborhood.
And
I was just going to say wow. That.
I think that's pretty specific to a certain block in the country. But okay, go ahead.
But they're like, you can skin it, we can mount it, you know, whatever, okay? And I go and I look in the ditch and it was my dog.
Oh, man.
They thought it was a raccoon that got hit by the car. Yeah. It was my dog and he was dead. Sad. Jet. So we actually had a funeral procession. We built a big cross out of, big cross out of old barn wood or whatever.
Nice.
And we did a procession. Like, what movie is it? Ten Commandments, one of those movies where they got that Easter, they all show, or the robe, whatever. And they're walking with the big cross, the procession. So we had
the passion. I don't know.
Yeah. One of those. And so anyway, so we're walking. And my poor Nona, my old Italian grandma from the old country, she sees that and thinks there's like some miracle happening or some. And she went, she comes running out. Oh my God, Madonna mia,
a Madonna be? Thinking that, you know, somebody in the family died.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, no, it's okay. So anyway, so she went and had some grappa. She was fine. But anyway, so we buried him. We buried Jet in the garden.
Yeah, that's all right.
A few years later, we dug him up.
Ugh, why?
That's not all right.
Just want to see what it looked like. I know.
See, because, no, I mean, look at this, John. You actually did have a funeral for your dog.
Yeah, we did. We had a procession.
And then the neighbor kids all came out.
And they were kneeling, doing the sign of the cross.
That's awesome. I think that's
okay. My grandma comes running out. Like, I said, Madonna me.
It was so real that she thought it could have been a human.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
So I guess we do it, but we didn't play Hawaiian music.
Okay, well, this was on that. Yes. Okay.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, where does the Hawaiian music come into play?
It was
on
very
your
popular. We didn't actually pick it. It seems like that was on all the time when he died. And that's why when we hear that song, we think of him. We didn't actually pick it. I don't know when he died, but that song was extremely popular. And I can play that on my
I've never heard that song before in my life.
Are you kidding?
John, I can play that. I have a ukulele. And I can play that.
Okay, stop.
I can.
Stop.
Call my wife right now.
Addition to the t-shirt of when right I dressed now. As a woman. What were some of the other ones?
I got
quotes by the mayor. Do you have those?
The peep rooms are.
Yeah, peep rooms are really dark. The peep rooms in Oshkosh are really dark.
That's it. That was.
So I want to know. Since this is the first time.
I'm not making this up.
You've never said that you play ukulele on this show.
No. We didn't.
Why have you not brought a ukulele in and done a song?
Play that song.
Okay. Bring it in.
Tomorrow.
No.
Come on.
Why? I got to practice. I haven't played it. No. I have to practice a little bit. But I'll do that.
Is there such a thing as ukulele lessons someplace? That
song is like, what, four chords?
I don't know what a chord is. So, I mean, go ahead. But, I mean, just...
You know, it's usually three notes, but it could be more than that.
Okay. Right?
But it just, that's not like Earl Scruggs or anything.
At what point did you say to yourself, I want a ukulele for Christmas, Mom?
After I heard
Mom,
that song.
And I'm going to learn how to play it.
After that song.
Because of that song? Yeah. That's awesome. Come on, bring it in.
100% because of that song, I bought a ukulele.
I think Amanda has a comment. Amanda?
Jesse just said he can play ukulele. You guys could play together.
All right, Jesse. Jess, come over, buddy.
Jesse, our marketing guy. Plays a ukulele?
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't seem like his kind of instrument. I would put him on, like, bass or something. You know what I mean? Like, he's just a bigger guy, great athlete. But that guy in Hawaii, though, he was a bigger guy.
He's a big guy.
Little ukulele. But, yeah, he did die.
You want it? Okay, I'm going to tell you this. You want to know? I did a story talking about my old stories on Packer players. I did a story on somebody who was a phenomenal ukulele player who played for the Packers, Esra Tuaalo. Remember he sang the national anthem?
Oh, yes.
Him. He's from Hawaii. He's from Samoa. He was phenomenal with that.
And we played the Bears that night.
Yes!
We did.
Well, you got a good memory.
I just remember that.
It was a Monday night game or something.
It was a Monday night game. And
I got a text from somebody.
I think we might have lost. I don't know. And he had the crowd so worked up. I don't think that was a very good game, but I just remember that was the highlight of the game.
You're exactly right. So I got some texts here. One says... Can you read that word? What's that word? It's a German word. Schnaufenugel?
Yeah, I don't know what job that is.
All right.
Amanda knows German, so she can...
Amanda, what's this word?
I don't know what that word is.
Read this word.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude? And what does that mean? So I got a text that says, Schadenfreude applies to your pleasure in the breaking of Jim's Harvard mug.
Got another text. Will Jim be the local musician spotlight this Friday?
I got another one.
Thank you for that.
I rode a unicycle when I was young. I tried doing that one time. You ever do that? On the March of Dimes?
No, I don't think
thing.
I did.
They used to have a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Will Jim be the local? I think you should bring that in Friday. Amanda, would you like to...
No, not this Friday.
No?
No, I'll do that.
You have to dig- okay.
I will, but not this Friday.
Schadenfreude is the feeling of joy from others' mispleasure.
Okay.
I think that fits.
Or, Todd, you'd know this movie.
Yeah.
I hope it feels good. I hope what feels good? Pointing out the shortcomings of others?
It does.
Clerks.
It does, by the way.
It's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others.
All right.
Get out and vote today,
Today's, you guys, this
give
thing,
it right. Tell you, Jim, you got 30 seconds. Give vote, everybody a pitch. Go.
Your vote does make a difference. It does. And these candidates have worked so hard. And show them a little respect. Get out and vote for them. And You know, this is, you're right, as a United States citizen, we get to go hassle-free and go vote today. So just do that. You're going to feel better. And then enjoy the races. Remember, what happens, the country's still on a good
road. Do you want me to stop over for your get-together tonight?
No.
Okay, right. All right. Hey, everybody, have a phenomenal day. Back in my morning, Mind of the Mayors.
See ya. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Tom Allball Show.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dom plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special civic media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.